I want to welcome to the programme, and I can't imagine I'll ever have the opportunity to say this ever again in my life, so let's do it. Happy 46th birthday, Prime Minister. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Nick. It's a lovely way to start the day.
Yes, how are you planning the celebration, sir?
Well, Mrs. Cameron is coming up to Birmingham, and she's promised me a Balti, so we'll be off to the Triangle.
Enjoy, sir. The Times newspaper this morning says that David Cameron is planning a referendum on Europe before the next election, or as a key plank of the Conservative offering for the next general election. True?
Well, yes, what we've said is, look, I think Europe is opening up. Things are changing because of the Eurozone crisis. The Eurozone members are going to have to integrate more tightly. We're not in the single currency. We're not going to join the single currency. And I think this will give us an opportunity to seek what I call a fresh settlement between Britain and Europe. And then we'll want fresh consent for that settlement. Now, we've always said that could either be at a referendum or at a general election. I mean, of course, a referendum is the sort of simplest and neatest way to do it. But I think it's right to leave that question open because this is a fast-changing and developing situation. But what the country needs to know is that I absolutely get the message. We need to be in that single market. We need that trade for our country, but we're not happy with the status quo, and we should seek to change it.
The front page of the Daily Telegraph business section says the world's economic watchdog, the IMF, expects the UK economy to shrink by 0.4% this year instead of grow by 0.2%. Does that mean we need a plan A or even a plan F or G?
Well, what the IMF are doing is really coming into line with the other forecasts, which I'm afraid are all very disappointing about growth right across Europe this year. What they say we should do is not abandon our plans to deal with spending and to deal with the deficit. But what we do need to do is add to our plan A with what I call plan A plus plus plus, where we do everything we can to help business to grow. That's why we've cut corporation tax, we're reforming planning, we're helping the housing market, we're helping companies make it easier to employ people. And actually, you can see, I'm not saying everything is getting sorted, but there are a million new jobs, net new jobs, in the private sector compared with 2 years ago. We're a net exporter of cars, and good bit of news, we're up here in the West Midlands today. So there are signs that the economy is rebalancing and healing, but it's taking time.
Prime Minister, can you explain Boris Mania?
Yes, I can. Look, he's a hugely popular and successful mayor of London. He's someone the Conservative Party is lucky to have because he can get out and, you know, talk to large parts of the country about the Conservative message, and we're very lucky to have him here in Birmingham. He's doing a great job.
He says that the decision to put another committee as looking at Heathrow Airport is a fudge-a-rama. How do you respond?
Well, I don't agree with him about that. We made a promise at the last election about not building that third runway. I want to keep that promise, but we do need, in the next Parliament, to make a decision on how we keep Britain's hub status. Why does this matter? It matters because we've got to be a country that's tied up to the fast-growing countries of the future and the new cities in Brazil and Indonesia and China.
A time lag, Prime Minister, though. Yet more time put into the equation.
I don't think it is, because this is a decision we're going to have to live with for decades, and we've got to get it right. So spending a couple of years really looking at what are the alternatives, so-called Boris Island or Isle of Grain, and the other options there are, let's make sure we get this right, and let's try and tie the other political parties into a decision-making process, so frankly whoever wins the election, and I hope it's me, but whoever wins the election can get on and make this decision in good order. If we tried to rush a decision in this Parliament, I don't think we'd get the political consensus for it, so I don't think actually it would happen.
On this programme yesterday, Mayor Johnson dismissed this leadership talk between you and him as a soap line, as a plot line out of Downton Abbey. Do you agree?
I think that he's right in a way, because, look, he's got a job to do, Mayor of London. I've got a job to do, Prime Minister. I've always said to Boris, when you finish being Mayor of London, don't think that's the end of the public service you can give. You've got a big, big heart and a big talent, and there are lots of things you can do to serve our country.
I know I lose you in a minute. I just wanted to play you a little clip from Mayor Johnson at a fringe meeting yesterday. I must tell my younger listeners they might need to cover their ears at one particular word. Prime Minister, I wonder if you heard this.
One thing we have considered extensively is a politician's Olympics, where you'd have Jeremy Hunt wanging the bell end, me for the zip wire, John Prescott for the croquet, Seb Coe for the 800 metres, and of course William Hague for the judo, and Ed Miliband for the high jump, my friends.
Prime Minister, a response?
So that shows, you know, it's a great speech. It's very funny.
Well, we've come up with an idea of what you might compete in,
well,
Prime Minister.
I thought you might.
Yes.
Go on.
I wonder which it might be, sir. Is it the 1,000-metre dash to retrieve your daughter or the cycling tandem sprint with Andrew Mitchell through the Downing Street gates? Which one might it be?
I think I'll probably go for the first. I think, but I haven't left my daughter in a pub recently. I just want to reassure your listeners.
Happy birthday. Maybe not too spicy a curry for your performance at the conference later, Prime Minister.
That could be awkward. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed, Prime Minister David Cameron.